Hello, everybody. You're listening to WMUC 90.5 FM radio. Welcome to TJ Freaking Interrupted, and we're gonna start you off with a message.
Are you a victim of the campus cough or other common symptoms of a cold or sore throat? The accredited University Health Center, located right across from the Stamp Union, can be of assistance. Make an online appointment at www.myuhc.umd.edu. You can receive primary care, reproductive health care, mental health care, dental health, immunization, and much more. What are you waiting for? Schedule your next appointment now.
Yeah, welcome back to the radio. Welcome back to TJ Interrupted. A new week is ahead of us. And to answer your question, Aiden, who is in this room with me, yeah, we can watch Rick and Morty later.
Awesome.
That felt a little bit like not the right way to start off this episode. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to TJ Interrupted. It's been a weird Monday. I usually start off the week, like, on Sunday. I'm usually, like, by this point freaking out. And I'm like, oh my god, like, I have so many things to do next week. And I need to really lock in. And, like, enough of this weekend situation. It's time to sit in the Clarice Smith Cafe and do a bunch of work. And today, during my 9 a.m. like modern dance class, I got a back injury, and I ended up going home because I didn't want to sit in the uncomfortable chairs there. And when I went home, it got way worse. So I haven't really been anywhere since like 10:30 a.m. I didn't go to my earlier class because it was just dancing, and I was like, well, I can't really dance right now. So, and that's fine, but I'm here now. And I started off my Monday pretty restfully, you know, getting some readings for school done. But besides that, not much. Today's episode is really a mixed bag of, like, a lot of different things all jumbled into one. Recently, I was saying that, like, my theme is, like, mixed bag today because I'm kind of feeling like a mixed bag as a person right now. I've been, like, feeling like last week I was feeling like really like boxed in by like this is my first semester being like just a dance major, and probably my only one because I'm adding on another dance related major, so like actually never mind, but like this is might be my first time like doing just that, and it's really awesome. I'm so grateful to like get to dance and do all that situation every day, but I'm also like there's a lot of time that has been going into that, a lot of like mental energy. And normally, you know, before I was, like, a dance major explicitly, like, when I was, like, doing other things too, like, it was just something that I went to for fun, and I've been kind of missing that, like, just making art for fun and, like, not really worrying about, like, where it's gonna, like, get you, like, economically or, like, how it's gonna, like, climb you further up, like, the social ladder and everything like that, because that's kind of how, like, dance, I've been really grateful to, like, create and be dancing with so many people, but since it's, like, the only major I'm in right now, there's definitely been a lot of pressure to, like, get every single opportunity I can and really make myself as marketable as possible. But that's not who I am. I love dance. I'm a dancer, but I'm not just a dancer. So this week I've been trying to do other things, that, like, fulfill me creatively. So I've been trying to write more. I've been trying to paint more. I'm not a painter by any means, but it's really fun to do. So I've been doing that, and my apartment needs decorating, so we're gonna make a freaking painting. I don't know, just stuff like that. And the playlist that I will actually play, I promise, is also a mixed bag. I haven't been listening to a lot of music recently because I still don't... I think I said the same thing last week about how I still don't have working headphones. And, like, my speaker doesn't work at home right now because I don't have a charger, which is, like, so dumb. Like, I should just fix that. But I've been listening to music, but I've been listening to a lot of, like, CDs, like, albums that I own that, like, I've played a lot on this channel already. And today, I actually started listening to the radio on my radio for not just WMUC-related things. I was listening to the DC R&B and hip-hop channel, and that was pretty good. It was, like, 94 point something, I think. I don't know. I'll find it. But, yeah, I got, like, 20 different genres today. And we're gonna start with, like, a little, like, R&B rap hip-hoppy, and I don't know, we're starting with Beyonce, and then we're gonna go from there, and, like, I have some Paramore later,
we're
like...
We're starting with Beyonce.
We're starting with Beyonce, Get Me Bodied, and that's what we're gonna need, because I've been talking for too long.
And Little Sims.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, too.
Do the oh, no. City Black Lana GA. Now I start looking through the mist, swinging my game like this. What's up with the table popping? Fine, 5'9", and I'm jocking. But the girl won't dance, and I pitch me a tent about to wet my pants. She got body for days, but the girl won't flaunt it.
You better bark like you want it.
Bark like you want it. Bark like you want it, baby. Bark like you want it.
Child, put me on a leash, or else I'm gonna have to snap now. Humping your leg, this doggy don't beg. Got a tight rubber cap on my hood. So check this game when I'm coming through the hood. Swing around blocks, but I don't sell goods. Mad brothers meet mug, cause they wish they would get a fine thing like I could. You bought a 6-4 with a 3-wheel mo. Got no females in your passenger dough. You wanna play a hate, cause you just don't know about a fast track making your ho go. Here I go again, done took your girl, cause I don't like men. Got to the crib, romance don't faze me. Pulled to the house playing. Video check, 1-2-1-2. Me and baby girl's about to get loose. And just when I thought I could palm it,
you better drop to your knees and bark like you want.
Bye.
like you do. Miraculous, phenomenal, and ain't nobody in here stopping you. Show no love, cause you what's up. Look at yourself in the mirror like, what the fuck? Damn, I look good, and can't nobody figure like I could. Yeah, okay, I got a little fat butt. My shorty told me that he liking like that shit. I'm happy. Another me that never can be. See, I'm so outstanding. Don't care if they can't stand me. I'm sitting on top of the world like damn. See, I look too good for this necklace, and I look too good to be wearing this. You know I look way too good to be innocent. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be driving that, and I look too good to be buying that. You know I look way too good to be trying that. I'm conceited, I got a reason. That peeking in my window, nobody, cause I live in a penthouse. Baby, I'm sorry, but I'm sexy, and all I want you to do is just bless me. Let's see this kid that I'm waiting on. He said he loved when my jeans look painted on with a tight white tee. You ain't quite like me, probably. While I'm always getting hated on, that shorty trying to push up on me like a wonder bra. Listen, when I speak, I wouldn't want you to take it wrong. Now, number one, I don't need you. Your name's Q, I only see you when I see you. Listen, two, you can never play me, cause I'm such a fucking lady. Three, it's all about me, I don't wanna talk about it. If you like to hear it go, I wrote a song about it. See, I look too good to be fucking you, and I look too good to be loving you. You know I look way too good to be stuck with you. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be getting with, and I look too good to be having kids. You know I look way too good to be in the crib. I'm conceited, I got a reason. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't stop my body from moving. I'm popping and popping to the music. He's watching me and he's about to lose it. I'm dropping it hotter than the drawer for the smoothie. Face down, ass up on some new shit. I'm out of control with it. Dip it low, pick it up slow, poke it out narrow with it. My thong showing, but it's where my shoes go with it. Now all I need is a room with a bowl in it. See, I look good and I'm knowing it. And I was never too proud to be showing it. See, I look too good for this necklace, and I look too good to be wearing this. You know I look way too good to be innocent. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be driving that, and I look too good to be buying that. You know I look way too good to be trying that. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be fucking you, and I look too good to be loving you. You know I look way too good to be stuck with you. I'm conceited, I got a reason. See, I look too good to be getting with, and I look too good to be having kids. You know I look way too good to be in the crib. I'm conceited, I got a reason.
Bet you never seen a young black woman so fly. Sim Simmons arrived, got the heart of a lion, my Nigerian pride. Everybody scatter, scatter, they say that the task force is waiting for me outside. Yo, is you really down for the ride? If I get cuffed, now I dedicate my life. Gunfire, da 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 da. If it gets to kicking off, will you go there, my? Will you go there, my side? Give me stainless gold. Think it's the time to finally take my throne. Forget that lane, true, I made my own. I got the power in me, not afraid no more. Is the world gonna keep up? Clear to see they can't do what she does. Come on, follow the leader. Can't deny the truth, forgive until you figure speak up. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, you just had a good little run of... Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm sorry, you guys. Welcome back to TJ Interrupted on WMUC Radio. I was just talking to you guys and sitting like 3 feet away from the mic, like actually. But I'm back. You just had a good little 18-ish minute run of music. You started off by listening to the Get Me Bodied extended mix by Beyonce, and then you listen to Bark Like You Want It by Sir Mix-a-Lot, and then Aiden's gonna drink all my LaCroix. You're gonna drink it all away.
I didn't cover the screen though.
Yeah.
I made sure that you could keep saying the songs, but then you stopped saying.
So that I'd be distracted.
I mean, maybe.
So that I wouldn't notice. Then you heard Conceited. Anyways, after Sir Mix-a-Lot, I do want to take a minute and pause and, like, I think Sir Mix-a-Lot to me, like, he's always going to be, like, Anaconda and, like, Baby Got Back. And, like, I don't know how much I like him, like, as an artist. Like, I don't really know a lot about him. I just know that he wrote those songs and, like, they're kind of funny. But I like the beginning of the song. I think, like, it's a fun sample. And I think the flow where he just, like, raps about being, like, a dog is like, really funny. Like, I'm picturing, like, I know Garfield's a cat, but, like, what's, like, a good dog media? Oh, my gosh. Adventure Time. Like, I'm picturing,
Adventure
like,
Time.
Jake being, like...
Jake would love
Bark Like You
Sir.
Want It. Bark Like You Want It, baby.
I think Jake would really like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
He would have a really good time with him.
Yeah, maybe that's why I played this song, because we've been watching a lot of Adventure Time.
Yeah, you're thinking a little bit like Jake, who you always call Finn. You always mix up the names.
I'm figuring it out, though. Like, I think at this point,
lying.
Like, that's not going to happen again. I think
okay,
I
you think,
that.
Like, from now on it won't happen?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, this is, like, a serious matter here. Got to get my names right for yes. All the things. I have to know the characters for that. I have to know all the characters for Twin Peak. Because those are the only two shows I'm watching right now.
They're the only two shows ever.
Only Adventure Time and Twin Peaks. And you watch Adventure Time when you're scared of Twin Peaks.
That, yeah.
Where are my real peakers at?
Twin.
Unfunny. You have a whole drink here and you're choosing to steal my LaCroix.
Yeah, but mine's like sugary. Yours is like... cleansing.
Yeah, it's really cleansing. I didn't even get to pass Sir Mix-a-Lot yet. We listened to Sir Mix-a-Lot, and then we listened to Conceited, in parentheses, There's Something About Remy, by Remy Ma. I don't know, good song. And then you listen to Lion, by Lil Sims. All good songs. I don't really have a lot to say about them. I'm not gonna lie, I like them. I'm trying to get more into Little Sims. She was recommended to me a while ago, and, like, I just needed to listen to, like, more of her discography.
John is a really big Little Sims fan.
I remembered that. She just sounds like someone he would be a fan of.
She does sound like someone he would be a fan of.
Well, if you enjoyed...
You
can shout out John.
Can I shout out... shout out John. Love you, John.
I know you're not listening right now.
He's home, bro. He's in my home.
I thought you said he wasn't home.
Oh, well, he got back, like, right before you picked me up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone, John is home right now.
I got home, and I didn't check his location because I just, like, I didn't see him. I was like, I don't know, maybe he's getting food. And then it was, like, 2 hours later, and I checked his location, and he was, like, getting back from the parking
you
garage.
Looked over and he was like in bed.
Yeah.
whoa How do you do that? But anyways, in case any of you guys were wondering where that guy is, you know, on air, you want to share where you live? Room number?
guys, come to Oakland.
Stop it! I'm turning off the
fourth
mic.
Floor.
I'm turning off the mic and fourth we're going to listen to Oakland Rico Hall. Nasty instead. This is bad.
Find me. We don't.
Okay, hi, I'm back. That was a quick little interlude. I still had some things to introduce. I just needed to get Aiden off the air as soon as possible before they expose John's coordinates.
Meow.
Sad meow. While we were listening to that was Smoke Break by Rico Nasty. Awesome song. This was an album that I listened to when it came out and I liked it a lot. I think like all of the songs in it were like really, there's a wide variety and just generally I enjoyed it, and I think Riot Girl needs to have a revival with Rico Nasty at the head of it. And
get Rico Nasty a band. Get her a band.
Yeah.
In the,
but like it's not like a band like as a collective, it's like Rico Nasty and the blank, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Or like she has to be to the band what like Gwen Stefani is in like No Doubt, you know?
I guess I didn't realize Gwen Stefani was the lead singer of No Doubt.
Wait, hello?
I like didn't put that together. I thought they just sounded the same. I have to stop doing this radio show, bro. I'm tired of being clogged every single week.
Bro, Andy? Wait, sorry, talking about Andy on air.
What does that have to do with Gwen Stefani and No Doubt?
So much. Everything.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't even know. He has a signed picture of the whole band that's signed by the whole band.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Sorry, I'm not home right now. Walking in the spider webs. I'm in America. I do like No Doubt. I should have known that, and that's my bad. I'm sorry.
But
I'm,
now that I say that, do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I understand what you mean. And, like, I was trying to think of, like, there's definitely this one show, that, like, as a kid that's, like, something, like, and the, like, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, but it's, like, a different thing. Or, like, Benny and the Jets. I don't know if that's a song, but, like, I used to listen to that song a lot as a kid. Like, my mom would sing that for Merrick. Because my brother's theme was Plane. Like, you know, when you have kids and you theme their, like, room and, like, their all their stuff to, like,
like,
an
it
object.
Ends up, like, it's, like, what you want their whole personality to be for, like, the first 2 years of their
life. I mean, I think, like, maybe my dad just has, like, really, like, he just was, like, plain. like plane, like the aircraft, you know?
Wait, true.
Usually like plane. As a kid, like I wear like so many plane themed things. Like I had little hair clips that were just little planes.
That's really good.
I still might have them. Like maybe they need to come out.
Yeah, maybe bust those out at like the next DigiEscape.
What's my theme? Plane.
Plane.
Sexy plane on next digital escape.
True. You're gonna see it. This is true. This is true.
We're gonna be. I can't say that on air. It's gonna say.
Don't say
something
it. Don't.
About two.
Two Hollis.
That was dumb. We're gonna play. Okay, so I tried to transition from like the hip hop stuff earlier into like a little bit more like rock things. Part of my mixed bag is that I love a little rock. All of these things, like none of these. Sir Mix-a-Lot was the only thing that like wasn't. Who's Snow Strippers? Is Snow Strippers girls?
Like, I think it's like a Crystal Castles.
Okay, well, there's like a female voice in Snow Strippers.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, I was just thinking about how, like, everything here is, like, non-men, except for Sir Mix-a-Lot, but I only put that song in because of the opening sample of the girl being like, fuck like you want it. But we're going to play Paramore. I love a little emo girl moment, and sometimes it's hard to fit Paramore into my shows because, like, they're kind of gender genre ambiguous. So, like, it's hard to, like, you know, like, what is Paramore and, like, what does Paramore go with? And I think it usually gets grouped in with, like, pop punk stuff. But, like, I don't want that to be true. Like, Paramore's, like, pop punk if it, like, went well. Like, if all of pop punk as a genre was, like, overall historically regarded as good, it would be Paramore. But, like, it's not Sleeping with Sirens.
Non-binary.
I guess so, you know. Something about Paramore can be a little non-binary.
Ambiguous.
Yeah, it's very ambiguous. They're a genreless band. The flag is waving high over them. The yellow, purple, and white and black.
Non-binary flag coming to WMUC station soon.
That was a good announcement. So yeah, we're gonna play.
It's gonna come from the recording studio budget.
You're gonna budget request a non-binary flag? Because yes. What are they gonna do? Reject it?
Exactly.
No, this is not a good use of money. No pride.
No pride here.
Only synthesizer. So we're gonna play two Paramore songs that I didn't know they're like unreleased type situation. So I haven't really listened to them a lot. So we're gonna listen to them on air. The first one's Hello Hello, which I've been listening to on the past like week. It's pretty good. And then I found another one today called Just Like Me. I'll get to this stuff soon. I'm sorry, but one last thing. I found these because
I was gonna make a joke.
Okay.
She was 12 when she wrote these.
Paramore?
Yes, bruh.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. That's probably why they're unreleased.
Exactly.
Like, probably because she's, like, 11.
They just found it from, like, her, like, iPhone recordings.
They didn't have iPhone.
In 2012?
The Paramore first album came out in 2005.
That's not how that works. I was just, like, 20. She's 12? 2012.
Life started in 2000 for you. Aiden's turning 18 next.
No, I'm
in a
not.
Few weeks. Isn't that so exciting?
I'm not turning 18. They're turning in a few weeks.
Into an adult.
No, I'm an adult. I swear to God.
I can't even remember what I was gonna say. Oh, the reason I was able to find these Paramore songs so that I can finally play them for you after all of this exciting banter is that I'm on YouTube Music and I've been using YouTube Music for the past like month-ish now, maybe longer, and like it low-key sucks. Like there's not a good user base. Like there's no way to like easily follow people and like see what your friends are like. There's not a good way to see what your friends are playing on Spotify, but like you can go to their accounts. Like I used to love a Spotify stock. Oh my god. And like there's no way, like it's just like not a great platform, but it does have a lot of like unreleased stuff that's just YouTube videos labeled as music that you can listen to, like songs, like while you're driving and stuff, and you can add them into your playlist, which is convenient. It's, I guess it's kind of like SoundCloud in that way, a little bit, I'd argue, but overall, like, Spotify's bad, and, like, well, Spotify as an app is, like, kind of good, but, like, it's bad for, like, artists and everything, and, like, streaming music in general is, like, probably not the permanent solution, but, like, I'm not gonna, like, pretend I'm having an awesome time on YouTube Music. Like, I need to switch to another platform, so if anyone's got a better recommendation, I'm all ears, and now we're gonna play these songs for you, so you're so welcome.
Hello.
Okay, you guys, I was really close to the mic. That was not comfortable. You just heard two Paramore songs that aren't on any of their records, to my knowledge, and, like, I should know. I have them permanently tattooed on my body forever, so, like, I guess, like, I'm really bad at knowing, like, any artist's discography back-to-back, and I know, like, all of Paramore's, like, every single word to, like, 90% of their songs, but, like, in terms of, like, lore and, like, and everything, like, record labels and where they've been, and, like, I know there's a lot of songs that kind of get lost to stuff like that, and I'm not gonna keeping up with it for anybody. Anyways, I liked those two. They were very, like, those two songs were, like, insanely, like, Y2K emo to me, like, very much so, like, a little bit pop punky, but also a little bit, like, 90s rock influenced combined with, like, that situation, and it's very, like, teenage girl in, like, her bedroom, and, like, different than other girls, but like also really good because like it's Paramore.
Yeah, like I don't know if this is evil to say, but it was definitely like she was like listening to Hole and stuff.
You know? Oh no, like unfortunately, I really like how Hole sounds.
No, I know, I'm just saying.
I love Hole.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if you were gonna be a hater.
No, I only lived through this by Hole on DVD.
This is true.
Or CD.
On DVD.
Yeah, watch it, bro. I like it so much. I just sit and watch the music go. Come on, take everything.
Can't do that.
Oh, I can't.
You're not allowed.
Sing Violet by Hole?
Not on air.
Not on air?
Uh-uh.
I'm gonna like record a cover and play it next week. I'm gonna like record like in like my voice recorder on my iPhone.
Tori, they're gonna get you for that.
Who's gonna get me?
Dude, I don't know if I can mention them.
The Hole haters?
No, the FCC.
No. Oh no, I'm so scared.
Eek.
I think, like, I don't know. I don't even know what that situation is. But I do like Courtney Love, and that is a good comparison between the two and makes a lot of sense why I like them both, because I was thinking about earlier, like, not really, like, I guess not, like, specifically, like, insanely so with this album. Wait, I literally have so many more songs after this, and I'm the dumb one. Anyways, I really like to listen to, like, a lot of times, I like to listen to, like, electronic stuff, and like I was really really into Electro Clash this time last year, but like canonically, like through my life, I've just really been into stuff that like I can see myself singing, and it's like fun to sing in the car. And I think during college when I didn't have a car, it was easier to get away from that and like listen to more like electronic and like beat based music rather than like led by vocals, because I had no other option a lot of times. And I didn't have access to, like, a lot of spaces where I could sing. But now that I have a car, I like to listen to music that I can sing to. And I'm picky about it, because there are just, like, some types of, like, styles that are really good to sing. And, like, Paramore, one of the reasons I love them absolutely is because Hayley Williams has, like, a crazy, gorgeous voice that's, like, also so... Like, we have very similar, like, voice types, so it's just, like, fun to sing her stuff, and it sounds good, and then it's, like, I kind of, like, I kind of just, like, turn my brain off, you know, when I do a Paramore song, and Courtney Love's kind of the same way. I don't know as much of Hole's discography as Paramore's, but I do really, really, really like Violet by Hole. It's a good song.
Good song.
It's a good jam song.
I'll learn that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even hard to learn. You could learn it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, I
mean, like, you could do it.
No, I'm like, you could learn it in like a brief amount of time. You wouldn't have to try that hard.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
No, I think you're getting good at guitar.
Yay.
Okay, we're gonna switch up the vibe. We had hip hop. We had a whatever, like, emo girl. And now we're gonna switch up the vibe to, like, weird. Weird. For the rest of the time. We got 10 minutes, and we're just gonna be weird. So, we got FKA Twigs. We got Frost Children and Baby Morocco. And we got Snow Strippers. And I think the last thing will probably be Fake Mink if we have time. Or we might do that before Snow Strippers.
Cause, perhaps.
Like,
perhaps. I wanna play Fake
Mink. I kinda care more about that song than Snow Strippers at this moment.
That's a good take.
Okay, good so take. We're going to start with Cheap Hotel by FK Twigs, though. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Pop, 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 pop the collar up like that. Drop to the floor. Rock. Glamorous girl with her hair tied back. That's how you know. Clap. Pop the collar up like that. Drop to the floor. Pop. Glamorous girl with her hair tied back. That's how you know. Clap. Pop the collar up like that. Drop to the floor. Pop. Glamorous girl with her hair tied back. That's how you know. Clap. Pop the collar up like that. Drop to the floor. Pop. Glamorous girl with her hair tied back. That's how you know. Clap. Tied back, that's how you know. Clap.
it up. You know,
clap.
Stop, drop, bend your mind. Bring it all back down to zero. Do it all twice. That's a duo. Let me see you pop it in. Raymundo, baby, now run around. Get tired, get into a fit then. Get fired, pulling out a pen. Take notes, they say you would know it all. Hit him with a move, show it off. Off, 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 off. Hit him with a move, show it off. But there's no prenup cause you don't like that shit. That's how you know.
Clap.
Pop the collar up like that. Drop to the floor. Glamorous girl with her hair tied back. That's how you know.
Clap.
Pop the collar up like that. Drop to the floor. Glamorous girl with her hair tied back. That's how you know.
Clap.
Lauren on my dinner, it's out of work wear. No pause and wait distances, I'm just trying to splurge here. Lauren on my dinner, it's out of work wear. No pause and wait distances, I'm just trying to splurge here.
rock on the track, y'all.
College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tie not in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
Are you a victim of the campus cough or other common symptoms of a cold or sore throat? The accredited University Health Center, located right across from the Stamp Union, can be of assistance. Make an online appointment at www.my.